This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yo, what's going on, man? Yo, first and foremost, salute to all my Eagles flying in right there off the bat. I see y'all. Check me out, though. 4YE Pins is out. Drop down and get your eagle on 4YE.ca. You heard? No bounce business over here, man. You know how we do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not even me. It's not even me.
Oh, my God.
Something's overcoming.
Oh, man.
The Eagles must be in the fucking building.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
you know what time it is, man. We back in the building, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what it was, man. Man, first of all, y'all go ahead and like that video.
Before we even get into it.
Why you here?
I don't understand this dislike shit. So I'm not really feeling that.
Can they see my legs?
A gang of young brothers trying to grow a fucking podcast. How y'all gonna dislike that? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Do you dislike to see a vision come to fruition for a gang of young brothers?
Woo! Jeez. Is that what you do?
Do you dislike a group of folks getting up and driving around the fucking city and editing for way too long to bring some light into the fucking lives of the people? Mm. Do y'all dislike that? I don't understand.
You let me know. And on top of it, you know Corona out here, so we risking our lives to really put this in front of you. And you just gonna dislike it? And then, on top of that, there's now two people with shades on in here, and y'all still will dislike that?
I can see how you would dislike that. That would make me feel very insecure. Yeah, I can see how that can make me.
Why would you not like this?
Out of hate, out of like jealousy and envy.
I told you, past couple of days, I said, yo, shades.
No, I'm fucking with it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, as to an outsider, I can see how that makes someone feel insecure. Mm-hmm.
You see Sheldon came through with the shades?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, look, boom. Episode 64, 1.3 likes, 1.3K on the likes, 6 on the dislikes.
What's that about?
That's the last episode?
Yeah, that's the last episode. Yes.
That's disrespectful.
Six? So y'all
six.
Yo, imagine what that looks like in real life. How that shit plays out in real life. Somebody standing in the room watching us put us all together and set up and fucking sweat shit. Nigga, my back is moist.
Moist.
Niggas is sweating, stressing. We got a time constraint. We're working hard. Then boom, you follow us to the house where it goes down in the edit. My man Trey over here, 5 a.m. up, editing. Click, click, click. And you gonna fucking watch the shit. Mm-mm. I don't like that.
No,
honestly, I don't like that.
Imagine,
like,
bro, what are you doing? Episode 63.
I don't approve of this.
Seven. It's the same group.
But that's neither here nor there.
I just heard a New York nigga say
that. 1.3.
1.3 and then six on the dislike.
So yo, it's 2K.
You know, yo, first
like
off,
first, yeah.
2K likes
why
on
not
this one.
Fucking 20,000 likes.
Bro, if hold on.
Likes.
Nah, yeah. Real shit. Hold on. Let's talk.
Just fucking press the button.
Let me talk my shit.
Bro, make an account.
Just press the fucking button.
Let me talk to you guys. Listen. You guys come over here, y'all be Naughty Gang Eagles, man. Y'all subscribing. Y'all hitting that fucking bell. I'm reading comments saying, yo, y'all make subscribing so cool. Fuck y'all niggas. I fuck with y'all niggas like that. No. I fuck with y'all niggas like that. I meant to say I fuck with y'all niggas like
that,
right? So now, we want to take it. If we right here with it, we want to take it right here.
Yeah.
Right? Now, all our Eagles y'all gonna have to. There's 23,000 views. 23,000 views on episode 64 and only 1,000 likes.
Let's get them talons up, man.
Tap them fucking talons. Tap your fucking talons on the like button. And get them likes up and let's get this podcast booming.
Yeah, 2,000 likes.
I need 20.
I will take my sunglasses
off. Yo, we'll all fucking collectively do the PS5 dance.
What's that?
Yes.
Oh, that one?
You know what? You know
what? Throw that out. Throw
that out. Yo, for the record, I ain't never seen the PS5. Whoever this guy, Sheldon. Show him the fucking
PS5. I put it. You seen it, bro.
You know the PS5.
It was on my close friends. Yeah.
And you don't. You must not want the PS5. Like
you replied to it. I think you replied to it.
Yeah.
Is this a guy in a cop uniform? Or is that in my head?
No, that's in your head. That's
in a bedroom.
That's my fantasy.
Okay. That's in your head.
It's a gangster track.
Yo, there's a lot of work that goes into this podcast. All jokes aside, we'd appreciate it if you guys drop the like button. Let me turn my phone on airplane mode. Drop them talons on the like button. You know what I'm saying?
Get them
likes up there. Share this podcast with your friends. Yep. We started doing clips of separate,
easy to share,
clips, you know
easy to
saying?
Spread. Show your mom. Yo, I saw somebody sent us a video of their mom watching this shit and laughing.
I love that.
I could respect that for sure. Man, look, so we're going to kick it off like this, man. Casually, we was here setting up, man. I had an important question Drew had brought to my attention. He has said something about baby powder. And it just got me thinking, like, why is it just for babies anyway? Why do we stop fucking using that powder shit on our...
Oh, it's for babies?
Yo.
My man Trey still with the powder.
Hold up. If you look under my washroom, the cupboard?
You lying.
We have baby powder in the house. I've always wondered what the fuck it's for.
You remember the other day you came out and there was baby powder in the on the fucking couch?
You had your legs up doing okay.
Nigga said I'm lying. If I'm lying, I'm flying, ho. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's not good for you apparently though.
Why? So why you put on babies?
That's the problem.
I feel that. Drew for the babies, man.
Because I've seen it.
I've had like
baby powder like bad water. For you.
No, I went for my
clothes. Oh, I have baby powder deodorant.
Baby powder on
y'all
balls.
Start using it.
Yeah. Enter.
Yo.
So you wanted.
Sorry, this is Google results, by the way. This is the first result.
What?
You know when Google highlights the first result and like puts it in an easy to read thing?
Search.
If you want to read together, Sheldon. Search baby powder on balls. Okay. Word for word.
So you want to dust your nutsack in baby powder because you think it'll prevent sweat and odor.
Yeah.
Truth is, baby powder is a very effective method of preventing ball funk, sweat, chafing, and discomfort. As long as you don't mind.
Yeah, smelling like a fresh diaper, nigga. That's a bonus. What do you mean?
But yo, catch this, though.
What?
Since 1969, these niggas been saying, yo, stop putting it on babies because they got it has talcum in it.
A deuce to the talcum.
Talcum in it.
What's talcum? Yeah, what's talcum?
And apparently, I can't tell you that, but apparently the talcum... be drying up mucous membranes and be giving you pneumonia and asthma and cancer.
Oh, my God. Do your butthole?
Testicular.
Brother, everything you put on your skin absorbs into your
system. Yeah, you're right. Talc is a natural mineral that is composed of
four
elements. Magnesium, silicon.
You get me.
Oxygen and hydrogen. But in the meantime, that shit real. I'm going to feel real good on the gooch. I'm not even going to lie to you.
My dad used to spang that on me, man.
Bro, you catch a grown man fucking in the bathroom, fucking hovering over a fucking.
It smells great.
Yo, yes, the thing is
a wonderful scent.
I still, I'm telling you, to this day, I that's still drop it down my pants.
Scent. Yo, baby powder 100%. Candle, that'd be kind of crazy.
Keep that to yourself.
Crazy. There's a lot of things like baby powder becoming with the secrets, like deodorant be given like I think it was some sort of connection to breast cancer.
If you read the ingredients on deodorant, it's like full of the philosophers and then bro, what is it though?
It takes a lot to make you smell blessed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, I'm about it too. Fuck that. Yeah. I used to be on like a super natural wave, but
I
the natural wave is a stinky
not
wave.
Super Itel, but just like natural deodorants and shit like that and like
kinda smells blessed though, no?
Does it hold up though?
It just doesn't do the work like I need it to.
Let me ask you.
I tried natural gum. From Starbucks.
Oh no!
Natural gum.
A minute ago,
to point out, you rocks, nigga.
Yeah,
fuck
that.
low keto, your own scents are not that bad.
Oh no, I don't really.
You get me? You get me?
No.
You shower enough?
No, I'm saying like, yeah. What? If I were if my armpits are sweating and it has that scent, like, to me it's not that bad. Nah. I more so do.
Oh no, it kind of
depends on the cat still.
Like, I don't have a bad. I don't know if it's just me. Mm. I don't know if it's just
you're
me.
Saying your pits don't stink?
Like, it. I'm not trying to say I'm sicker than everyone else, but I'm saying, like,
I get it.
None of my shit don't stink. It's like, yo, it's not that bad. But it's like, yo, you do the other things for other people, you know? It's like, oh shit, I wonder if this person thinks I stink.
Nah, it's a fact. Cause some people's body odor is like, is heavy. Like, some people have a heavy, like they
don't
be
have
coming
a heavy
with that
scent.
Energy.
Like,
yeah,
I'll be smelling crazy.
I don't smell crazy. Like, if I don't shower for like 2 days, I can get crazy. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, my pits and shit.
Bro, the worst thing about this nigga.
He'll get there.
Oh, it's fucking shorts. Oh my god. I don't know what it is, bro. Your shorts just are different. I don't even want to air you out. Fuck.
It's fine. It's fine. I talked to we say some real shit because we said it on a podcast. I'm like, bro, y'all walk by you and you'll say, yo, your balls stink.
It's the shorts, man.
It's the shorts. It's the shorts.
Bro, I see this. On some behind the scenes shit, I see this nigga getting ready for a ball, and he's fucking going to the bottom of his dirty clothes like fucking.
From the bed. Just, I see him spraying Febreze.
Bro, like, it's crazy.
So now it's only Febreze and shit.
No, it's crazy.
He said you would never tell.
It's crazy because, like, we'll play ball.
Like, guess that.
I remember our LA
heavy
fitness,
rotation
our
ball
LA
runs.
Fitness ball days. Every day we're playing ball. Every single day we're playing ball at LA Fitness.
Real Hoopers, no.
And I'm in shorts. Y'all make sure my shorts are washed and clean all the time because I know how it gets.
Sometimes.
I can be that guy sometimes. With shorts, I can be that guy. This nigga Trevon will open up his hot, steamy fucking trunk. And, like,
got some hot, steamy shorts.
Pick up some fucking shorts that have some crisp to it, nigga. Like, they're not loose shorts no more. Like, they're hard a little bit. They're a little bit hard.
Yeah.
And he'll put them on, and I'm just in my head. I'm like, all right, I hope these aren't the stinky ones today, whatever. Bro, we'll go play ball. I'm just like, this guy makes me want to yak. Yeah. Like, I want to fucking throw up. And niggas out here asking, like, oh my god, the funniest part. Niggas out here saying, like, yo, who fucking stinks, like, on the ball court? And this nigga will look at me. He'll look at me to see if I'm about to expose him. I never do.
Cause, yo, it's only me and him that knows. Like,
I
yo,
I fucking know. I never expose him. Like, he looks at me, I look at him, I go like this, or he'll come to me and say, "I don't fucking say anything."
I fucking put my little fingers to his ribs on you. Shut the fuck up.
Don't say anything. But,
yeah, ironically, it's usually the guy who's fucking making a fuss about stinky shorts. Or stinky shorts.
Yeah.
Nah, I be thinking about that even when I don't stink. Like, if I call it out right now, will I look like the person that stinks?
It's a mental game, man. It's a game of chess when calling niggas out for stink.
Yeah.
It's a game of chess.
But it doesn't do much, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you stink right now, what are you going to do? Fucking put on deodorant right now or go fucking wash your shorts
right now? Yes, sir. I fucking stink. What do you want me to do?
That's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It just hurts feelings.
It hurts feelings.
Sometimes a nigga feeling need to get hurt from to learn. You feel me?
Well, also,
you learn from Tanique, man.
Last episode.
Yeah, you did.
Bro, she aired my shit out. Yeah. But yeah, honestly, sometimes, like, ball just gets like that. Like, ball will pop up on you. I'm like, yo, fuck, I have no shorts. Now I have a lot of shorts now.
Half of those are mine.
Nah, that's cap. Nah.
Yeah, we got a lot of shorts in rotation.
Jermaine has a lot of your ball shorts.
Whoa, a lot.
A
nigga,
lot
one,
of times.
One.
No.
Which I have one
shorts black in mine. Nike shorts?
Which ones?
Yeah, you still.
The elite ones, yeah.
You know the B-ball Nike shorts?
Elites.
B-ball ones.
It's basketball.
It's Nike basketball shorts, but you don't ball in them. Those are just shorts.
No, fucking edit and fucking chill and shit.
You wear those just to wear them.
You know what I'm saying? The black ones.
I, for one, know that there's probably 4 or 5 of my shorts there.
In my house? Yeah. In my room? Yeah.
I don't know whose room.
Okay, mostly his room.
I don't know whose room.
No.
If there's a scale of like who has more of your shorts, Trevon's tipping the scale.
They're short. They're shirts.
I got your shirt. Yeah, I got a shirt.
And the crazy part is there's compression shorts, too.
Okay, I don't have nothing. No, I ain't got none.
Look at it.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Compression shorts are crucial, bro.
Julie, you going against the grain, Julie.
Yo, stop buying great shit.
Like, those are like, having my boxers.
You know what he does, though?
Those are like wearing my boxers.
You know what he does?
Those are like wearing my boxers.
Put it like that.
Those are like wearing my fucking boxers.
Honestly?
It's worse. It's tighter on me.
Let me talk to you. Look, I'm getting nervous.
Straight Gooch action, man.
It's straight Gooch accent.
Accent.
Yo, he's dropping the ball right now.
Yo, listen.
You're nervous.
I know. I am. Fuck. This is what Julian does. I'm gonna give you the whole play. We'll go be playing ball. I'm like, yo, shit, like, fucking my dick's gonna be swinging everywhere because, like, these shorts are, like, baggy. He's like, yo, I got these compression shorts. Like, what the fuck is compression shorts? Yeah. He's like, yo, it just holds everything together when you're hooping. I'm like, yo, say a word. I gotta get me a pair. He's like, yo, try these ones. Is that not how it went?
We said trial.
I'm like, all right,
try.
Bet.
I'm a good. I'm a
but then
I started 2 year trial.
I started wearing them. I started wearing them. I swear to God, I didn't even know. I started wearing them over my boxers, and then I put my ball shorts on. And then one day he was just like, those are your boxers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh really?
Bro,
I had no idea. So if you take, if someone just swipes a compression shorts,
straight gooch actually.
Straight
gooch.
But yeah. I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, I jog in those sometimes and.
What?
The compression shorts?
Yo. I thought it was fucking boxers in the
compression. Nah, that's what I'm saying. It's just straight. Those are your boxers.
But what absorbs my.
No, yeah, trust me. It's fine. You don't need it. It's beautiful without it.
Boxers are worse because, like,
yeah,
it's cotton.
Like cotton.
This, like, it.
Trust me.
It's cuts. But I'm saying, like, I'm a good youth. This guy's. Fucking nuts are gonna swing.
You trying to have your guy going out.
Like, he tells me. He tells me his nuts are gonna swing. You want something from me at this? Why are you telling me then? You want something?
I want. Honestly, I didn't want anything, but just like just to have that conversation. Like you know, like yo, I can't
I have
run
a
that
fresh
fast.
Pair. I have a fresh pair, freshly washed. Like, that's my guy, man. Whatever.
Yeah.
Here you go,
yeah.
bro. Here you go.
That's not the issue. Compressing
nuts.
Not giving him
his issues is having him for a minute, and by time it's like, all right, bro. One time's cool. Talking about 5, 6, 7 times, like, yeah, those are
years.
Fucking years now.
Yeah.
But I love them so much.
But the thing is,
you knew what you were doing, though.
The thing is, one, you knew what you're doing, but two, you know it's clutch because there's sometimes where you'll come back here and then you have nothing and I have your shit. And I'm like, yo, here, you can have this back.
That's a big fact.
That's a big clutch.
In my head, I know I'm like, yo, this guy has this, that.
Yep.
Okay, I'm good. I don't need
it. I didn't know why you bring a suitcase at this point.
Yeah, I don't need his. He has my shit. It's good. And he's always willing to allow me my stuff. You know, he'll never say, "Nah, I'm wearing."
Yeah, you could wear it.
He always say, "Yeah, but put
you
it
got
back
to.
There."
Yeah,
so it's a good system. I'm not too mad at it.
Yeah, so yo, remember
you've had some pieces.
Yeah,
no, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Personal pieces.
Yeah, what was it again?
That he took
is a community black tee.
Yeah, we had
shit.
A lot of community tees. I was just about to say we established something called. When one of us gets a good enough piece, it's like, yo, that's community. Like, if it's a good hoodie, that's
very versatile.
Everyone, like,
oh, wow.
It's community pieces.
Community pieces. Yeah.
Floats around in the crib.
Okay.
Like, I could probably, you know, like, yeah, you could wear this
my
shirt.
New regime joint.
Community.
The black
community.
One. Yeah, that's
community.
New.
Very
and
community.
And you could, you know, it's still mine, but you could hold that down.
Okay.
There's, we had community Air Forces. This is why I was so shocked.
I don't
you didn't
know
even have a pair
of Air Forces. Yeah. At this point,
know.
It got so mixed up. I don't know. I can't put a name on those shoes.
I don't think they were mine.
Bro, we all wear the same size, so it's just, it's community. It's like, whatever. You guys just slip into that.
But you know who wore them last by the tie?
Facts.
Julian
that's
be tying his fucking shit.
What?
That's a fact. Julian be choking his ankles out.
On what?
on the Air Forces.
Oh, you think I tied? You think I tied
bro,
them?
Bro, I wear them like fucking slippers.
I wear them like slippers.
No, I just don't even tie mine. Period.
I don't like the feeling of like, My shoes loosey.
I could feel.
I don't choke them out, but like,
nah, I'm dragging them.
They secure.
They're on your foot, yeah.
If I kick fucking hard, it's not gonna go anywhere
for sure. I think that's the funniest thing. I don't know why, but as a kid, I would always just, I would never not laugh at someone kicking and the shoe flies off.
Yo, it's just, you see what I'm saying?
It's a clown act, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, that's you need your shoe. Like, you gotta go get that after. Like,
why is your shoe in the air?
Bro, it happened to me the other day when I tried to kick the soccer ball. The sandal fucking.
Oh shit, bro, it's fucking hilarious.
Well, sandal is a different thing.
Yeah, but you know, like sandal. I don't know.
Sandals a different thing.
You shouldn't be kicking anything with sandals on.
Nah, Sean sauce him in soccer.
Yeah,
damn, with flips on,
he'd be doing it. You know. I had a question for you, Sheldon. What
me?
With the shades on. You don't ask me some shit with shades on.
Actually, it has to do with the shades.
Oh,
okay, I was just kind of wondering what the vibe was this morning when you woke up and said, like, all right, this is how I'm coming in.
Man,
turn your mic up, King.
It's not even really about the shades. Mm-hmm. It's more so about the hat. I just got this hat.
Yep.
And we're filling the hat, you know? So
I can't even see what's on the front.
You wanted to compliment
the
hat.
It's just a Blue Jays hat. It's just a Blue Jays logo, but I just like this hat because, you know, back on my 5950.
I was just about to say that,
I'm back on my 5950.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you just ask me what size hat I wore the other day?
Yeah, I was doing my research.
Oh,
you gotta do your research before you
size checked all of us?
Bro, I don't know. Yeah,
they didn't have
big ass.
I wanted to size check. I tried to size check them.
He asked me.
No, I know. 7 3/4.
I know my size.
Yeah, Jermaine did text me and tell me.
I'm 7 3/4 too.
I'm a big man.
You have a
big ass head, nigga.
What's you left a sticker on that?
Nah,
but I have
this 7.5.
7.5?
Yeah, you gotta take the sticker though.
Yeah, that's a baby hip.
You got to?
Yeah.
I'm a sticker on
that's
type
one,
of.
That's one size smaller than
I'm
ours.
A sticker on you type of guy.
But it's fucking swimming on this dome though.
Yeah.
That's not tight.
It's
not,
you can go like this.
It's the nice. Fab style.
No, it's pretty tight still.
It's a Loso style.
That's underground
like,
fab.
It's pretty tight. Like
nah,
it's on
nigga, nah, you can put a fucking stack of money.
Go like this. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can. You put $5,000 in there.
You took $15,000 cash.
Grow and shit.
Yeah,
you,
nah, you're right. You made that.
Hear that?
You
know,
you
put a PS4
you know what?
Yeah,
yeah.
You can say PS4 though.
Yeah, yeah. You got it.
Who said you could tuck a PS4 in there?
Remember the hats that you put me on? Remember those? That particular style, yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Legendary. 47 joints?
Oh, the 47.
I
love this.
I don't know. I don't know what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it was the little apostrophe 47.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Because, yo, our head shape was just different. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like,
too,
I look.
Yeah.
Speak for
you're,
yourself.
Nah, you're good.
Nah,
you're
I'm
good.
Telling
with,
you.
You're good with the head shape. You can do the fitters. I can't do, like, fitters like that, but, like, thumb
nah,
hats
Shelsy,
with the curves. You have a hat.
You have a fucking.
How the fuck can I?
It'd be going weird.
Hey. This guy has a generically good head shape.
Like, when they were making your body, like, they just said, yeah, the first
give him the
time
template.
Sure.
No,
like,
you got a template.
Nah.
My shit was, you got head number two.
Yo,
you
God gave me off the dome. Just nah, like, yo, fuck yeah, it. Let me just
flat part weird.
Yours is different. Yours is
different. Mine's
different.
Yeah,
mine's different.
Nah, but even when I was like, even when Snapbacks.
You must say Snapchat.
Yeah, even when Snapbacks first popped off, like, I couldn't wear a lot of them. Like, it wasn't until I.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I found like the Mitchell and S ones that I was a kid.
Those are the worst ones.
They're like fitted snapbacks.
Yeah, but I like them. Like,
that
me,
was the worst.
Because it fits your head nice.
Yeah.
Nah, not our head shit. That's
ours are
fucked,
man.
My shit, like I fit more with the curved hats.
Curved, yeah.
And then like it has to be the 4YE trucker hats.
Yes, sir.
It's a very good fit.
They fit me just right.
Yes, it is a good fit. It is.
Nah, but something like that would just hold the head.
Man, I used to envy niggas who could wear the dad hats comfortably. Like, yeah, yo, my head was just not designed for that. It looks like I put a fucking napkin on my head.
He could wear those.
Yeah.
You know the super shallow ones, though? Like the Supreme joints?
Oh, yeah. No, not that
it's
one.
It's like a fucking...
Nah, that's,
bro, the hat's flat. Right. This is literally the hat. Like,
yeah.
I don't offer your head just like this.
Wait, it just looks like a napkin. When you just put it down, it just looks flat.
Put a binder on your head. It looks exactly the same.
It looks like not even like a fucking binder. The ones with the no fucking spines in them. You know what I'm about to
do it to wear like the same dudes that wear like the burglar toques.
Oh,
yeah.
I envy those.
I got one of those. I like those.
Bro,
I like those.
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't fucking do that.
I'm talking about a tiny fucking one.
Yeah. Mine's not like super
the hipster,
tiny.
The hipster tiny.
When they roll it up,
forehead
like a fucking donut.
Forehead
is still out. Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck is that? How's that thing on your head?
It looks sick. Yeah. It looks sick.
How's that staying on your dome?
I don't know, man.
I think it's fucking like
the most
crazy fucking spin and fall off.
Yeah.
If I look over too fast.
It's the Leon hat. If y'all watch that movie.
Leon hat.
The Leon, he was an assassin and he was protecting the little girl.
He had a rolled up toque?
Yeah, he had that hat.
Leon?
Y'all don't remember that?
What, Romeo Must Die?
No. What's that movie called?
That's
Leon?
That's a classic.
Man, that's a killer movie.
That's not his name. You're not even typing, are you?
Oh, shit. Oh, the baggy hats that just be, the hipster hats that just be sitting like this.
Which one? Oh, the saggy condom hats?
Yeah, the saggy. Not for me, bro. Not for me. You got to know your head size, man.
That's a fact.
Your shape.
Head shape is
Christ. Man. Yo, guys used to air me out for my fucking headsets when they read my fitted. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that made me want to take my stickers off.
Yeah.
Fitted, bro, seven honestly? Fucking three quarters, bro.
Yeah. Not that big, bro.
Bro, I saw a that's man not, with that's
that
eight.
It's not that big, what's man. That big? Who had an eight?
Hold on, hold on.
Yo, I don't want to expose my in high school. I just seen
and Fletcher, someone yo, had an eight.
Honestly.
I know him. I'd have
yeah,
to.
Dolo.
Dolo.
Dolo didn't have an eight.
Yes. No, he had braids. He also had braids.
I'm asking him right now. Yeah, I need
bro, he had it.
Text him. Text him. Right
yo,
now.
A man right might now, say no, but I specifically I, remember.
7 3/4 is kind of big still.
I mean,
yeah.
Like on you the chart.
Fucking,
yeah.
You put fucking 100 pineapples in there.
I'm going to text him right now. I'm going to say, yo, a man told me.
8 is crazy.
You wear. You
no, no,
swear.
Or. Yeah. I don't know what. Nah, don't put words in my
and don't tell me. Size 8.
Fucking might punch my back.
What, on the fitteds?
On the fitteds, yeah.
Dolo.
Dolo, man. And then people were trying to roast him, but like it didn't work.
Yo, can we get a 4 by you fitted? What's up?
Let's see, man.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Roll the clips. Roll the sniper clips. Roll the sniper clips. It's time. It's time. Roll the clips. As you can see, Trey is lining up the helicopter snipe. The guy is trying to get away. He has no idea what hits him. Bow! That's his head right there. You can't see him fall to the ground, but he does. Boom, next clip. I'm fighting. I see homie trying to get away in the truck. Nigga, where you think you going? Hold up. Line him up. Hold my breath. Line him. Turn. Bow. Dead. Anyways, like you guys were saying, what?
I told you guys last episode, heavy on the Twitch.
Yeah.
And honestly, I keep surprising my damn self because I've been going crazy.
What you mean like when you stream or like on stream?
Like when I stream, it's hard because like you know I'm trying to entertain, but then I like get too jokey. But when I get serious, like I'm just not talking.
Yeah,
no jokey shit. Like, no jokey shit. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but
I feel you. I'd be on there like, yo, who the fuck am I right now? I'm fucking sick.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta surprise yourself.
Yeah, you know? No, it's a fact.
Treat yourself sometimes. It's a nice snipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. When you guys gonna get on Apex though, man? That's
never,
a real question.
Never.
What do you mean,
bro? I looked at Fortnite and I looked at that game.
Fortnite,
I said,
bro, what the fuck?
Let me tell you my story.
All right, tell me your story.
Looked at Fortnite, I said, nah, this is not for me. You just gotta know, nah, it's not for me. I looked at you play Apex. I watched you stream and
I tried it.
There's a witch and then there's fucking there's gliding through
witch.
Walls and shit. I'm like, bro, no. No, the furthest I'll go is probably Halo, bro. Like
Halo.
I tried Apex, bro. I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for Jules. I'm not with the fakey shit, you know? Like, put an AK-47 in my hand
and a
sniper.
Call of Duty's not real, bro. What do you mean fakey?
No, bro. What do you mean it's not real?
Bro, it's not real, bro.
I can go cop that gun right now at a store. Go buy your Apex gun.
Yeah, you can.
Tell me where you're going to get it.
Yeah. Bro, it's too much. You're doing codes into your wrist and shit, and then you're flying up into the
then
air.
You jump 1,000 miles.
No, you don't,
bro. Shells, you do. Bro, I try.
You don't
I,
Shells,
jump.
I watch you play.
You don't
I've
jump.
Seen
a
you
thousand
jump.
Miles.
I'm like, all right, are you gonna land now? Like, how far
bro.
Are you going?
Okay, you can jump.
See, there we go. There
shit.
We go.
But you can't. I'm not gonna explain this game. It's bro. One of the best games. I don't gotta explain.
It's
it
one you know. Of the best games.
It is.
Out of what?
Every game you could possibly think of.
Wow. No, bro. It's not the one.
Bro, yes, it is. For me, one and the two.
Oh, Lee.
Yeah.
I think it got
that's
me with
that
shit.
I don't know how to come back off of that one.
Yeah. TMI, but speaking of shitty shit,
I'm not going there.
Man, y'all niggas ever. Nah, I'm some real human shit. Like, y'all just. Yeah, like, we all experienced this. Mm. Like, y'all ever, like, give yourself a headache because you're constipated? Like, you just can't fucking. You can't get it up.
Never been there.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Like, yo, the one. Sometimes it gets bad where I'm like, oh my god, how am I gonna get out of this? Because it has to come out of my body, but I'm pushing for a whole, you know, like that you can usually get out in one breath. You hold your breath, boom, it's out.
No
sometimes
way.
You have to like re-breath.
Yeah.
And fucking
and it's
push
like,
it. And
it's still,
out.
It's still like
it's
halfway
still
there,
there
and you have to take a breath.
Yo,
bro, I mean, turn around.
When you breathe in too much, it goes back.
It goes up like, fuck,
no,
you can't
no,
waste
no.
that,
ew,
bro.
Nigga.
On some G shit. On some human shit.
Honestly, bro.
Yo, on a human level.
No, on a human level, I wish I could. I wish I could, you know, I wish I could support you on this story.
I don't know it, so.
No, I'm just
bro,
neat
have
with
you
it, bro.
Never.
You know the thing is with you niggas?
It's not even being neat. It's just eating food.
No.
Bro, you guys tell me you never had to do the Malcolm X.
Bro, you don't eat right. You don't eat right. You don't eat right.
It's been a minute.
You don't eat right.
Granted, it's been a minute.
You don't eat right.
Ever in your life, Julian,
when I
I've
a, when
seen
I used to,
you Julian, we don't have to go there. We don't have to go there.
Bro, you're telling me you're above constipation, nigga?
We don't Julian. I'm not, nigga, but I'm saying, yo, it shouldn't be that way. Like, for me, recently.
Should not, no.
It should
but,
not.
Bro, I eat so good. I work out. Yeah. It's neat. Like Shell said, it's neat.
It's neat.
I know you don't eat good.
These days,
yeah,
bro.
These days.
Bro, you guys,
I know you don't eat good.
I'm fine. Guys, we're not speaking on the why. We're speaking on the it happened. It happened.
But
we're speaking on
human nature. But you're trying to say, yo, it doesn't happen. No, nigga, it doesn't happen to me.
Bro. But I've, okay, if it doesn't happen to you, fine. But I'm just saying, I've seen what you've done to pizza.
I sit back.
I'm gonna leave that
there. It's a difference when, like, I eat my pizza, yeah.
Well, it was more than just your pizza.
I eat my pizza. But other days, I'm on my egg whites, I'm on my spinach, mm-hmm. I'm on my BCAs.
Mm-hmm. You eat a lot of pears.
I eat pears. Like, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I. Shells, why can't you relate, Shells? Because you eat blessed, no?
Yeah, I mean, well, now I am. I'm not going to lie. But I don't know. Even if I don't eat blessed, like, I'm just, my body.
Well, you're a little nigga, though.
So yeah,
Yeah. Bro, that's, I'm just saying, there's one time I fucking, I turn around to look at my face in the mirror after that, and I was fucking all burgundy.
Yeah.
You're what?
Fucking burgundy. My skin was just fucking burgundy.
Yeah. Yo, there's honestly been some times where,
and I felt, nigga, sorry, I felt like, you know those, you see those niggas sometimes with fucking blood in their eye, I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, oh, I sneezed real hard.
Yeah.
I feel like that's about to happen to me sometime.
I remember one time. It got fucking messy. Like, I didn't think I was going to make it.
Oh, shit.
Like, really bad. But I was probably, like, 10 or something.
I'm saying it was, all
yo, those are the worst, because you're a kid, and you're like, yo, what the fuck is happening?
What am I
going
to do? What am I going to fucking
do? Yo, am I going to tell my dad, like, yo, go, go ahead.
Yeah, I screamed. I just, I just yelled. And I just, what did I do, bro? I don't know. I just fucked up. I just fucked up. I knew I fucked up. But I had to get it over. And I just fucking had to get up and fucking look. Look what I just fucking did. Like, I had to pre it. I said, you fucking bitch.
You fucking monster.
You fucking did this to me. Like, you know, you just gotta get up and look what's in there.
Yeah.
Like, see.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what the fuck was that? Bro, was that a cube? Yo, again, TMI.
TMI.
Way TMI. But there's some times where I'm just like, I'm going through that phase of just like, yo, this is hard for me to do.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, okay, why are you scratching me, though? Like, yo, why is it sharp?
Huh? Yo, sometimes it's sharp, man. I'm like, what?
Sometimes you say shit, I just can't relate. I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
You're telling me it's never been sharp before.
Sharp? What do you mean sharp?
Fucking, like, what are you eating, nigga?
Piercing pain.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me.
No, like, he's talking about.
No, yeah, sharp. Yeah, sharp. Yeah,
he's talking about probably physical things in it that are scraping you on the way up.
Like, you ever feel like.
I don't know what it is. It's just
yo,
sharp.
Like, you ever feel like.
TMI. Fuck, I can't tell you.
God, TMI. You ever feel like you fucking ripped your asshole
sometimes? Now he's opening up. Now you're opening up.
I knew you brought the shades for a reason today. I knew you brought the shades for a reason.
Bro, that's what we're talking about. Welcome.
Nah.
Bro, it's just
welcome to
Ryan.
Put the shades on. Yeah. Welcome to
Ryan. Bro, it's just awesome. Yeah. Bro, you've all been there. What?
Yeah, I can't.
Bro, the greatest man on earth.
Bro, Faitana.
Felt like that's what was tearing apart one time.
Faitana was texting and he looked up to say, like, yeah, like, I agree with you. I saw the fucking eye connection and say, yo, fuck yeah.
He stopped mid paragraph to say,
if you're comfortable with it, Julian, I think it's one of our funniest stories.
Nope.
You know, we often say it on the podcast that we don't play when it comes to our food. We we eat, and sometimes we know no limits. And
the thing is, we know it, like, in our heads.
Oh, I'm scared.
But, like, our natural reaction is to grab another slice.
Yeah.
You're talking about a pizza time.
Yeah.
Big fans of pizza.
So we're big fans of pizzas, and we used to throw pizza parties all the time. Just
every Friday.
Every Friday. We wouldn't eat all day. We'd text each other and say, yo, like, pizza party's going down. And if you're not there at that time, it goes down without you. There's no waiting.
I missed a couple.
Yeah, I missed a couple.
Humbly.
Pizza, and you're still going to get the text. You're still going to get the deals.
That used to be at your house?
Everywhere.
Sometimes my house, sometimes his house.
I think I went to one.
Yeah, pretty sure. We'd send
anywhere.
Around.
Sometimes a whip.
Yeah,
sometimes. All personal pizzas, by the way.
Personal pizzas.
My pizza has nothing to do with you guys.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, I could do this alone, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. it was almost like a secret meeting. And every time we got our pizzas, we'd come down to the table, open our pies up, and we'd say, all right, what are we saying? I kind of like what you did with yours, Julian. Let me get sliced. And sometimes.
Size it up.
sizing up. We'd put the pizzas on top of the pizzas, make sure the pizza the things right.
Yeah, my slice has got to be a sour slice.
Sometimes you're not feeling the man's toppings. Like, yo, I don't want nothing to do with that pie.
And you can't be sensitive towards that. Yeah.
That's how I do not want your fucking pizza.
Bro, before I open my box, he says, I want nothing to do with that.
All right. Rather keep that.
Sometimes you'd have to navigate NBA trades and say, yo, Jermaine, trade him for one of his and I'll trade him for one of
the roster.
Bro, look, you open your box. You open your box. So now you have two panels. You got the pizza panel where your pie is already.
And a trade.
And then a trading card.
Yeah, you got the trading card. Yeah. That's the battlefield.
You put up your fucking, your what do you call that? You sacrifice a slice?
It's your Game Boy Link, man. Game Boy Link is the back of the box, man.
Sometimes you fucking drag. You hear the fucking crust dragging across the box. You drop the slice there, and nobody bites on your slice. You just got to bring it right back. Say, all right, fuck y'all then.
Sometimes it's the nigga's eyes, bro. See, y'all look at me and like see if I'm kind of down and all this.
Yeah, it's just, yo. There's a lot that goes into a pizza party, you know what I mean? But like, the number one rule is just enjoy yourself. Eat. Mm. We don't eat all day, so sometimes we just black out. And I remember there's a lot of times that we went to Domino's and they had crazy deals going on. I remember this one time.
Oh God, I don't
Domino's
know.
Beef.
I don't know why they allowed this.
Bro, we literally stood
on this deal that Trump's about to explain.
They didn't expect us to.
Nigga, we're at the front counter looking at each other like, yo, are these guys serious?
Are you sure this is the deal?
Do you know who?
Are you positive?
You know it's fucked. If I ever owned a restaurant and I have a deal that I tell to a customer and he turns around to his friends and then looks back at me, I'm saying, yo, the deal's off the deal.
Nah, man.
Bro, this guy said to me, a large pizza or medium pizza, whatever size it was, unlimited toppings for $9.99.
Bro, this single transaction is what killed that fucking deal. They took the wrong guy took them up on that offer.
I made a fucking cloud. I built a cloud on his pizza, nigga. Yo, I wish we had pics of that, bro.
Basically made a fucking brutal bowl on top of a fucking a disc of dough.
I built an open fucking pizza, like open
face taco. For the record, we all took the deal, but then like mine, I'm still a modest guy. I'll take five toppings.
I put three. I remember. I only did three.
This nigga's at the fucking front desk. This guy's pressing so many buttons. Beef, circles, fucking pineapples, chairs, gifts, bacon bits.
Bro,
I fully remember doing three toppings.
Bro, that's I did nine.
And that was it.
That's a bad time. I did nine that day, man, and I was just like, yo, fuck, like, yo, whatever, get to work.
You couldn't even pick a slice. You had to lay down and eat that shit.
Bro, you had facts.
Oh, my God. You would have sure.
But anyways, I'm not going to tell your story.
Let's give some better context, right?
Yeah. Okay. Please.
So the way the pizza parties would go down was like this, yeah? Trey already said we didn't eat the whole day. You know what I'm saying? No eating.
Every Friday.
Prepare yourself. So normally the Domino's deal is like two or more for whatever the fuck.
$7.99.
Oh my God. $7.99. So it's two topping, medium.
Mediums, by the way.
So we always usually go medium. We always go medium. Yeah. Always medium.
Unless it was a different Friday or something was going on in the world
always
where,
medium,
you know.
The best pizza.
They had to do
always
something
else.
Always
pizza. So it's always a medium pizza. And I can't even talk. It just fucked me up. The large pizza deal came through, so it's like, yo, fuck it, today's large. We usually finish, everyone finishes their own medium pizza.
The best medium pizza.
So we finish it, we go to the large, boom, large pulls up. It's me, Trevon, Jermaine, Kevin, and my girlfriend at the time. She has a fucking large pizza, too. Oh. Shout out to her, she could fucking eat a pizza. She could eat a fucking pizza. So we all have larges. I finish my large. Trevon finishes his large. Jermaine finishes his large. Kevin finishes his large. I finish my large.
Shout out, Kev.
My girlfriend at the time does not finish her large.
There's still fucking three slices on
the
table.
There's still three slices of large pizza on her fucking
three
box.
Three slices, four bodies.
No. One body. Yo,
one
as,
stomach, right?
As a boyfriend, you got a duty.
We talked about it on an episode before you came. Yeah. Saying like, yo, when your girl gets full, it's just like, you know what? You
think I was here.
No, you're here.
As a boyfriend, you got a duty.
Yeah, I
looked at her box. I saw three slices. I knew what I had to do.
Summer duty.
Was it gonna go in the garbage?
Absolutely not.
Am I a monster?
Absolutely
not. Am I a monster?
No,
absolutely
Julian.
Not. Why would I put three perfectly good slices of peach in the garbage? Am I a monster?
I can't answer that question.
No. So I said, hey, slide that box over here. And she still had dip, nigga. She still had dip.
Oh, man.
Sorry, anyway, this is after 10 slices.
This is after I had 10 slices of pizza. And a very quick 10 slices, nigga. I don't take my time.
Yo. Can we drop a bomb for that? I don't take my time.
I don't take my time. Take my glasses. Let me take my glasses off so y'all can feel me on this. I don't take my time when it comes to pizza, right? Okay. Yeah. So I finished my 10 slices. Everyone's done 10 slices. Oh, yo, man. Kudos to her. She crushed 7 slices.
Mm-hmm. Zuvi.
So, yo, whatever. I eat her fucking slices, but I know, man. I just fucking know I'm doing something not good.
Bro, we finished 10 slices. First of all, we rarely say no to any fucking slices.
Nah, never.
I ate 10 slices, tried 10 slices. Kevin ate 10 slices. We saw the 3 there. We're like, nah, I'm good.
10 is a lot.
The thing is, yeah, it was offered. Like, I didn't just say, fuck, these niggas can't have the thing. It's like, yo, you guys want some? Yeah.
But no, I'm
said no. Okay. Something in me in my head said, you eat these fucking 3 slices. So, yo, I eat these 3 slices, and, like, I'm on the last slice, and
I feel something fucking funny happening.
Like, yo, my stomach just feels weird. I've never felt this ever. Like, I feel like my stomach's inflating like a fucking thing. So I finish it, and I'm cool for a minute, and I ingest my last slice of pizza. Everyone's quiet. We're all fucked. Like, we're all fucked at this point.
Especially one guy, though.
Nah, we're all fucked. Like, we're all probably equally fucked. But then, like, 3 slices hit me. Mm-hmm. And, bro, like, I was in so much fucking pain.
I started sweating profusely.
I was in so much pain. I dropped to my hands and knees. We're all sitting on a huge table, bigger than this table.
Bro, this is a civil hangout.
Yo, I kick my fucking chair back, and I drop to my knees. And
my fucking dining room.
Bro,
table.
Not before taking off your shirt.
No, the shirt came off after.
The shirt came off on the ground.
I drop to my knees, and all you see is like just half of my head poking over the table, looking at these niggas. Yo, I fucked up. Half my head's poking over the table, come on my knees. And then I proceed to fall down to my hands. And I crawl. I fucking crawl to the hardwood. I don't know. I felt like the hardwood would be blesser than the fucking carpet at that moment.
Because it's cold.
Because it's colder. Yeah, so I took my shirt off. And I'm just laying on the hardwood with no shirt in this father's living room. Dining room.
Bro. From my perspective, I thought it was a big joke until you fucking let out a scream.
Everyone was
like. Bro, this guy literally screamed. Straight face scream. I swear to God. Like he's getting slowly stabbed.
Yo, it was so frustrating for me because you guys are looking at me. And I'm just like, yo, it's not a fucking game.
Man.
This is not any kind of fucking shit for y'all to just be looking at me, bro. Like, fucking rub my belly or some shit. There's not no shit for you to just be looking, bro. Don't just look. So then only my girlfriend's taking me serious. She's like, I got to get him home. Mm-hmm. So me and her leave in the car, and I'm just fucking, like, beating the fucking dashboard.
Wait, how flat was your seat? How reclined was your seat?
Yo, I don't know what the fucking seat was doing, dog. I don't know. I could have been standing up for all I remember, bro. Like, I could have been standing. I just remember beating the dashboard. Like, right, saying, get me the fuck home. I'm yelling at her, bro. I'm screaming at her. Fuck, don't do this at home. But I put my finger down my throat. And fucking had to throw up, bro. I had to throw up.
I could respect that for sure.
Yo, because something had to give. Something had to happen, bro. Like, it was either something had to happen.
Yeah.
Bro, my eyebrows raise when I see you crush 3 more. I'm like,
yeah.
Holy fuck.
And the thing is, fuck, can you guys let me do that shit? That's we talked about yesterday, because yesterday we had some burgers.
Yeah,
and like, shout out Big Trouble Pizza.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Big Trouble. They had a smash burger pop up, and they said, you know what, come through, get some burgers.
Nigga,
you ever just
look at your phone and then you just see your reflection in your phone? And I was just sad, bro.
Your phone locks, and it's just like, man.
So they nice there, right? So he's saying burgers. Mm-hmm. Cool, yeah, I'll have 2 burgers, whatever. So I clap 2 burgers and Jermaine just keeps going like this.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, I said, Jermaine, put your finger down.
It wasn't even me at that point.
Yeah.
I said, Jermaine, put it down. And they kept bringing burgers. We end up having 5 fucking burgers, bro. And I'm like, how the fuck did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
in a whip, nigga.
You guys, honestly, we don't know our lip together. I don't. All 3 of us together, we don't really know our fucking limits.
Yo, the thing is, I know my limits. It's can I stop, though?
We don't.
I know when I should stop. Like, 1 is enough.
It's just truthfully
funny. When I'm by myself, I'm good.
Mm. All 3 of us. Yo, when I'm by myself, it's worse.
It is?
Because no one can judge me now.
Nah, except for myself.
All three of us? Because, yo, it's just.
I feel that.
One nigga can't say no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just, if two niggas say yes, like, fuck, fine, whatever.
This guy literally said no on the last one and then got another one.
Yeah, I said and no. Mm-hmm. And then he that brought it and y'all mm-hmm. ate it. I had to eat it. You guys were looking at me. I ate it.
He, whatever. For the record, the he said, hey, unlimited. Thank you. Like, I didn't even. I'm like. But my impression was I go there, one free burger, hang out, whatever, whatever, help promote the shop. This guy said, yo, like, all you guys can eat, man, whatever.
I'm like, bro, do you know what you're talking to, man?
Do you know what you just said?
And the thing is, again, like, yo, you have to, like,
do you know what that means for your business?
You have to show people, like,
are you guys closing?
You can't speak like this.
You gotta know who you're fucking with. You
can't speak like that.
Your number one rule in life, know who you're fucking with.
Know who you're fucking with.
Whatever, anything. Like, you know who you're, bro. Know who you're playing games with.
That was bro, literally the Domino's stature. Rule again. Like, you said unlimited toppings. I looked at the guys. I'm like, okay. I told him from the jump. I said, get ready to make 5 burgers each. That nigga thought he was
made
laughing.
Fucking 15 burgers.
Bro, we got to show these people a lesson, man.
Bro, he had to change his garbage because of how many cartons we put in that shit. I'm like, bro, you need to refill that. Now. Like,
oh, yeah, we might get active, too. I mean, we will get active and do a pie with him.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Invite y'all out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Experiment with a few pies and then come out with, like, a collective pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have a pie block party.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Little things for Dinah.
Coming very soon.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. Stage 3.
Stay posted.
Stage 3.
Stage 3 shit. Yeah. Stage 3 shit,
man. What kind of toppings do y'all like on pizza, man?
We're going to do exact opposite.
Let us know.
We like.
Here, let us man. Know. That's, I'm curious.
Update from Dolo. He said, wrong man, fams.
I'm telling you, I don't think Dolo's a size 8.
Some eyewitness shit.
I know a nigga.
I look, I'm like, oh, it's because I ate.
I think yeah. you're thinking about a real guy.
Bro, I know.
Who had a big head in your grade? Very big.
What, next
one? Rhino had a big head. His name was Rhino.
Oh,
so
yeah. He was
another guy. Another one had
I don't
a
know.
Very big head.
Big head, eh?
Yeah, Shell's your grade, too. Some call him Shotman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know.
He may have been an 8.
He had the 8. He had the 8. Pull out a yearbook.
Nah, I don't think he was an 8. It was his head was disproportionate from his body, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people, like, you see the size of the head and, like, yo, your head should not be that close to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what it was more so than him actually having a giant head.
I think you're mistaken, sir. That nigga had a huge fucking head.
Could be. But I saw this guy with a size 8.
Nah, Dolo said, I heard that was your broski. So it's definitely something personal between you two that he knows that you know.
Yo, I'm sitting comfortably with the 7 3/4 chilling. I wore a mad
fit. Honestly, I don't think so. That's my size.
Bro, I know my size. I have hats in my house.
Yeah, no.
All my goon hats?
Yeah, 7 3/4.
You're 7 1/8. So. I think that's smaller.
That works too.
That's smaller.
But I went to this one place to get some food, mm-hmm. and I understand with COVID, there's gonna be a lot of different rules and whatever to roll out, have these stores safely reopen. All right, so mm-hmm. I'm ordering from this one joint, and I'm reading the little stupid shit in this the little rules.
Shit to protect. Fuck
that
shit.
Little stupid shit. Cause you know when something's going on like that's big enough in the world that people can kind of take it and make it their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Go on.
So they had put the rules out, and they're like, yo, to fucking, they had a little tap button thing, so you just tap your card there. And I'm like, all right, bet. So in my head, I'm thinking no tip, and then I read their stupid little sign, and it says, yo, to prevent any cross, whatever, like, we're adding 15% tip to everything, like, yeah, mandatory.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no, no, that's not what the,
that.
That's
what?
Not what the government meant.
That's not what it meant.
You know what I'm
saying? Like,
not what that meant.
You could cut with that store.
Bro, I was
to prevent the shit, no tips.
No tip, nigga. Yeah. Like, yeah, don't even make me stand here longer to read this stupid sign. Like,
yeah.
You already know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I was not feeling that, bro.
What's the deal with the fucking... Because when COVID first dropped and I see niggas getting tested for the first time, this is my first time seeing the thing where they fucking put a pipe cleaner and make it touch your brain. So I thought that was the only way. I'm like, fuck. The sickness itself is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But like, fuck. I think even worse is like getting tested for that shit. The shit doesn't touch your fucking brain. I thought that was the only way.
That's
and then my
terrible,
people start
man.
Getting tested and then they're like, oh, I fucking spat in a cup. I fucking pricked my finger.
Yeah, I got an
like,
easy test, man. I got a very
why
easy
the fuck
test.
Are they still doing the fucking Q-tip brain touch?
But
I think
it doesn't
just
even
to see
look
if you're
goes
down
that
for that.
Deep.
Yes, it fucking does.
Because
it's
thing
this,
cause
it's
fuck,
this long
touch?
When it's out.
Oh.
Do you guys see the
so
NBA test?
Do?
I did a finger prick. They just pricked my finger, take the blood, put on a little ting, shake it up.
And it's instant.
You're blessed.
Bro, why the fuck are they still touching brains?
They had.
I had someone
showed me a video from the NBA, and it was not that long. It was like probably like this long, but it was literally up there.
Nose?
And it was just around the, like, the nostril.
How long,
like,
was it?
Bro, it's like here.
How deep is your nasal cavity?
Here. Huh? This nigga. Yeah, but she wasn't like holding it by the other side of the tip. Like, she had here. A good, like,
it goes here.
It does not go here.
Bro, it's
it
a touch to, your bro. Fucking
look, my nose is this big, Trevor. My nose is this big. And the fucking stick is this big, nigga. It's fucking going here.
Hey, whoever
bro, I see. Drop a comment if you got this nose thing.
Why they touching your brain?
Because then why would that make people fuck?
I seen the grungy ones though on Twitter where it's like they just
showed
went like
you
that
the other day. Did I show you one or who?
But the one I saw in the NBA when them things doing, it was just like a little fucking quick swivel around the nostril.
Like this guy.
I seen one with like something on your forehead, like a scan or something.
Oh, yeah, look at this guy. You can't take this shit. Look at
he's obviously going through it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
It's like, yeah.
Bro, it's touching his brain. He's going like this.
That's why I stayed in the crib.
Bro, yeah, my thing is, bro, if I could sneeze and cough and a man could catch it, just let me sneeze on a fucking piece of paper, nigga.
Bro, I'll sneeze on a Q-tip any fucking day over this shit.
Yeah, just let me sneeze on and cough on a piece of paper and scan that.
Cough on a piece of paper. Yeah, there's another way, man. Like, yeah, let me know.
Why are
that
we
way,
still doing that?
I wouldn't do that. So.
And when I saw the test for the first time, I'm like, I feel like there's a better way.
Yeah.
Because like you said, if people could catch the shit by sneezing and coughing.
Let me
why are we going
sneeze.
Inside the body for it? Let me just fucking, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. But yo, get tested if you need to get tested.
Yeah, for sure.
You get me.
How many times in your life have you fucking been hit with the premature I love you?
The premature I love you?
The premature I love you. Someone says I love you when it's like, it's not time for that. I don't know if I love
never.
You.
Never.
Yeah.
Never? I don't well, think first I've... off, I saw it happened to both of us at the same time.
Hmm? Where?
Wait, what?
I'll get into it. Like, someone saying I love you before, like, I didn't even...
Like, hold on. Girlfriend shit or, like...
Anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
you go out and I'll talk it after. Because, like, a lot of people... There's something in this world that happened that a lot of people, like, started saying, like, love you. Like, a lot of friends started saying, like, love you to each other. And I'm just like, oh. Kind of took you by surprise.
Love.
What the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I'll get into that. Go ahead. Talk,
I feel
talk
that. Nah,
that.
So I just feel like, because it happened to me a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. A lot?
Yeah, a lot, man.
Wow.
Sometimes, okay, maybe it's like, when it happens through text, it's not, I can't even say it's not so bad. It's fucking terrible
it's
when
bad.
It happens through text.
I'm I didn't want to type
I get
it.
That I love you. I'm like, I'm sitting there for fucking 4 hours trying to figure out, okay, how do I not lie but also not sound mean and shit?
You like
sitting there leaning back
and
shit.
Fuck.
I really enjoy your comfort. Fuck, that's rude. Sounds like fucking beating around the bush. So you have that. It's terrible when you have time to fucking sit there and respond and write out a great response. Mm-hmm. I've been hit with the shit in real life, though, like face to face. So
broad
my
day.
Dad. Hmm?
Broad day?
Broad daylight.
Broad day. Mm-hmm.
Broad fucking daylight, man. My dad was remarried. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Well,
yeah. Clap it up to that, man. My dad's remarried. You know what I'm saying? So here comes the wedding now. And then now on my stepmom's side, a bunch of families flying in, people I had never met before, blah, 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 from all around Canada. Cool, cool. Mm-hmm. And then her dad, so my step-grandfather, came over. He's staying with us. First off, great fucking guy. Huge personality. Loving personality. Mm-hmm. But I don't know this guy yet. So I come upstairs to meet this guy. I meet this guy for the first time.
Oh my days.
He goes, Jermaine, nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. I love you. And then he's giving us hugs and shit. And then now I'm just sitting there fucking
in
with my head
hug.
Behind his fucking head. Look at him like, I love you too, man. I'm like, yo, but give me a chance.
Yeah.
Give me a chance to find out if I love. How do you even know that you love me? Nigga, I could be. I'm a fucking asshole sometimes. Mm-hmm. You don't know that you love me yet.
Oh my God.
As I got to know him, I realized, yo, I do love this guy. He's a fucking amazing guy. And he's fucking full of energy. But at the time, though, way too soon, man.
Yeah, way too soon.
And then I saw the thing, even worse, I saw it coming because he said it to Tanisha first and then Ryan.
Yeah.
Jermaine.
Yeah.
I was the last guy. I'm like, fuck.
Jermaine.
Oh, Jermaine.
What did he say back?
Everyone said I love you, but I was very hesitant. There was definitely a pause of like fucking 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Oh,
I
love you too. What's
I thought about I thought about like girlfriends when you said that.
Yeah, so
that too. No, yeah.
I never got hit with that.
Yeah, I never got hit
I've
with
been
that.
Hit with that.
I feel like people know themselves with me, you know? Like what I said, you gotta know your you know.
Yeah, sometimes people just don't know themselves, man. Yeah. Just know the time.
Every time I got hit with it, I felt it. Like, yeah, I got butterflies off that. So I love you too. Still, you get me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sky.
So you get me. So you give me the Butterfreeze?
Yeah.
If you give me the Butterfreeze off the I Love You, yo, the time was right, and I always got the Butterfreeze whenever I got it. So,
yeah.
You get me?
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Yeah.
That shit with family, it's like mm-hmm. super early. But then, like I said, it started happening with like friends, and it's not that, like, I don't know. I don't mind saying it, you know what I mean, for like certain people, but like certain people just started like just throwing this shit around casually. I'm like, all right, brother. All right, cool, then, cool. Brother.
I appreciate that.
I feel like people are on like a hella like peace and love vibe. So, like,
yeah. You know, but I guess it's nice, which is a great thing.
Nice, yeah, it's nice. Yeah, whatever.
Definitely. Nigga. It's nice a surprise.
Hear. Sure, yeah, I love you too. So.
I just be like, girl, I love you. If I say I love you, it's different. Mm-hmm. If I say I love you,
yeah, you gotta throw a little accent in there.
Hey, I love you.
There's levels to the shit.
That's what I'll be trying to figure out when I got hit with a text. Because I'm like, well, how do I say I love you back, but like more casual? Yeah. So love would have been, I would have dropped that too.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
I just started dropping love. Just say, hey, brother, love.
Love, yeah.
You know what I mean? Love, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We went to my man's family barbecue thing. And then he told us in the car, like, yo, for some fucking reason, my grandpa will never say I love you back to me. Like, he'll always just change the subject right on the spot.
What the
fuck? We thought he was boosting. Dash. We thought he's a funny guy. So I thought he was boosting up a story and
he's
telling
Jamaican,
a joke.
Though. That's mm-hmm. different. That's different.
So then we're at the actual fucking barbecue now. And then he's like, watch, I'm going to show you guys. Watch. Love you, granddad. Go on, help me with the chair over there. Just scroll. All right. All right, no problem. I love you, granddad. Okay, nah.
But the nigga would not fucking say. Bro, I could not believe it. And he was just like,
he would not like, fucking say.
We're sitting there. He tried like 3-4 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now go on to grab the watermelon and put him over there.
Bro, and again, he's just one of these guys that he's always cracking jokes and shit. Bro,
I was dying.
We were dying. But the thing is, there's a story behind it. He's like been in the war and shit. So it's like, there's a lot of things behind it. He's saying like, yo, he distanced himself from love. So every time he says bro, that nigga just kept running away from it. And he's on the chair. Hey, granddad, I love you so much. All right, now.
What does that mean?
All right, cool.
Pass me the glizzy over there.
Hey, lastly, Brampton's fucking great, man. What's with all the Brampton slander? I guess it was a joke after. Bro, Brampton is fucking premium. It's a premium city.
Niggas who's not from Brampton will never get it. So I don't even have a discussion with him. You wouldn't get it, bro. Mm-hmm. You would not get it. I'm sorry.
I mean, clearly.
Unless you was running up and down Ching and Sandalwood
mm-hmm.
in 2004, 5, 6, ooh. 7, 8.
Different.
Unless you was there before the McDonald's popped
you
up
know
on
what
Brisdale.
Saying, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. Speak on it.
Unless you seen Cassie Campbell get built from the ground up.
Brit by Brit shit.
God.
100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you'll never get it.
You won't get it.
And I'm not mad at you for that. I forgive you.
Yeah.
I love you. And I pray for you. I pray for you.
I forgive you for not getting it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it wasn't even there, man, before the motherfucking Max got put.
Bro, we literally got it up out the mud.
Y'all nigga
literally.
Was
dead, bro, we man. Literally got out the literally. Nigga, I got to the fucking place. I'm like, yo, why is it so muddy?
Literally.
Y'all never had dirt on your shoes.
I literally never dropped $5
yo,
flat
no
for a medium
driveway,
pizza,
bro.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all never, no driveway for a
y'all
minute,
never seen the
bro.
Pizza Nova $5 special.
Nah, y'all don't even know what we're talking about,
y'all ain't
man.
Never.
Frenzy.
And if y'all niggas know what it is, man, out there in the burbs, boy, like, no one's over there, so they trying to bring business because there's just so many people at the same time. So mm-hmm. they just throw deals at you. You go. That's what I'm saying.
I'm
we walk to this Domino's.
The
Domino's. Yeah. They won't talk about unlimited toppings, man. Nigga, you don't know
y'all know about that, man. Y'all know about rap battles between Campion and Fletcher's Fields.
Bro,
man.
Come on.
2009.
Man. Come on.
Do your research,
man.
YouTube.
Come on, man. Our freestyle battles in the car in fucking mm-hmm. McDonald's parking lot.
Oh, my
come
God.
On, man.
There's video proof of that, man.
Yes.
Video
yes,
proof.
Sir.
That'll come out one day. It'll be in
man.
The book.
Yeah,
it's probably very offensive
man.
Today, but
yeah.
Back then,
right?
Yeah,
shit was cold blood.
Yeah, wow. Shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we could do. Free.
Yeah, I don't know about Silver City Cineplex.
Come on, man. Why, bro? Yeah. We hit the movies. We didn't even think what movie we're gonna fuck the movie, nigga. We're going there to chill in the lobby and do laps and walk around.
Get
and
your best
show
outfit
people our new
and walk
shirts.
Around the pop. Y'all don't know about
man.
That.
I just talked about this the other day. It was the most crushing experience to like. Hype up this new fit, whatever. You picked mm-hmm. us up at the mall, yo. Can't wait to actually like bust this, mm-hmm. and wear it to sell. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You put that on, head over to Silver City. You see a fucking guy wearing it the same exact thing.
He always did it better.
And he styled it better than
He always did it better.
That was when Blue Notes was the hit.
Woo! Yeah, the Blue Notes jeans were different.
That's when niggas said we got to start shopping.
For a chubby nigga, though, it didn't work. That's why I put it out there.
Yeah. I remember, before we go, I remember this one specific time where Silver City was just the go-to move. And the Twins were just on this wave of, like, new confidence. And oh, shout out to the Twins. It was their birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to them boys. They were on this new confidence of chopping girls. Chopping, y'all getting numbers and all that, macking, whatever y'all want to say. So they just had this new confidence because I think one of them got, like, a new number and they're just on the wave. So Duran had this thing. His little line was, yo, drop me in the lobby. Drop me in the Silver City lobby. And he said, yo, I was the only one I was driving at the time, me and Jermaine. And he's like, yo, if you drop me in the lobby 15 minutes, I'll have 15 numbers. And there was a couple times where we dropped me in the lobby.
Came out with some numbers.
Y'all ever used to do, like, go to the mall and, like, can't leave until you get a number?
Ryan was the thing, that was the scariest part of me
hanging with Ryan and his friends.
Because then I'll do it. Yeah, yep.
Until I get bourbon chicken, nigga.
I don't know what to say. Yeah,
that's what we're
saying. Let's chop that up.
If y'all want to really talk about not leaving.
Yeah.
Don't need to get some bourbon chicken. We weren't those guys. We were never those guys. I've never seen any of us go up to a girl and say, hey, what's your name?
Really?
Nope. To this, I didn't even know what to say if I had to.
I do not know what to say. Not me, not ever.
Especially, like yo, I just
in a wave.
Assuming that everyone, like, nobody wants to be bothered and everyone's in their own zone. Like, what am I doing? Yeah, what can I offer you in 1 second?
You're living your life, walking fucking down the street. Like, why would Julian bother you? Why would I say, hey, what's your name, girl?
That's a good one. I've definitely done it before, like at Scooters and shit, but that was peer pressure, like on Ryan. Just not really peer pressure, but like if Ryan's saying it, it's just like, all right, bet. Like,
yeah, because I want to do it because I feel like you're showing me the way.
That was pressured me one time.
I did that damn thing.
Yeah. But sometimes, did a U-turn in my whip to do it.
But sometimes, like a moment like that, because I've been in those situations where I'm like, all right, if you're thinking about it that much, and like, is this like, if you get burned, you get burned. Like, just go do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I done been in those situations.
Oh my
where it's
god,
just
yo,
like,
getting
like,
burnt
you know
is
the
worst.
Scary.
I never caught a burning. It was a fear of burning. I never caught a burning because I never did it.
Yeah, I never. Honestly, like I've done it. I never. Yeah, I done got it.
Once again, you got to know who you're fucking with.
You got to know yourself, man. Know yourself. Yeah. If you just move with confidence, you know what you're saying. You don't get a number.
True, man. At the end of the day,
side by you.
Niggas, like, a lot of niggas psych themselves out. Like, a lot of things, bro. Like, they're not.
Hey. Women.
A lot of women.
There you go.
Apologize. A lot of women, you know, like they're not, you know, you put them on this level and they're not even, they're not thinking of themselves like that. They're just normal, like, people, you know.
Yeah, they're just chilling, bro.
They're just chilling, bro.
They appreciate a good conversation,
exactly,
man. That's it.
All my young kings.
Some of them are feeling themselves.
Yeah, some of them. But those ones you don't even want anyways, bro. Trust me. Those you'll see those girls on their way down. You know?
Yeah, but you don't find out you don't want them until you find out that they don't want you.
Yeah, true. Facts.
Bro, it's so, okay, really last thing. It's so comical when the guy is like, yo, holla at the girl. Yo, you looking like mad smooth, the hat. No, all right, fuck you. Fuck you, then. Ugly.
Yeah.
Bro, what happened? Who's this other
feelings
guy?
Just got hurt.
Yeah.
He acted out of hurt people.
Hurt
you
people.
Know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Amen.
Talk about it. And on that note.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Woo. You know what time it was, man. This is episode 65 of the Random Order Podcast. We're signing the fuck out because we have to. The camera's about to run out. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version of and episode clips where you can share with your people. Make sure you click that bell to become a true.
Know the gang, Eagle.
You know what time it is, man. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure y'all leave amazing reviews. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. 4YE Pins is up there live, you know what I'm saying? Hanging out, you know what I'm saying? 4YE.ca, we got some. That's all I'm going to do. 4YE.ca and drop your email so you get all the notifications on what we got dropping ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? Man, I need a barbecue sauce of the day, Kings.
Oh shit! We all gonna have different ones with this.
We all say at the same time. Load up real quick.
I got two different. I got mine.
Hold
on. Tell me when y'all ready.
Let me Google something because I don't really be eating barbecue. I'm gonna just sit this one out. Y'all go ahead.
All right, three, two, one.
Stubbs. Sweet Baby Ray's.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.